Every week we get the opportunity to check in with Jamie Kelly, managing editor of the Williston Herald and Plains Reporter. And Jamie shares some stories that they're working on throughout the week, and we get to hear them here on this morning show. And it's great to have Jamie back with us this week. And very happy Thursday morning to you, Jamie. Great to have you with us, sir.
Great to be here, Jim.
And I was going to say, just like you get new readers all the time, we're always getting new people to tune into this program. And I'm wondering if maybe you could give us a quick little background of where you're from and how you got to be the managing editor of Williston Herald. Just kind of give us a little briefing here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started out in newspapers on the East Coast around 2001. I worked in Pennsylvania and Maryland for a number of years, and then I moved to Iowa. My wife and I lived in Iowa for about 10 years. And almost 5 years ago, I moved to North Dakota. I moved to Williston, and I moved here to be the editor of the Herald.
Fantastic
story. So
I've been
in journalism most of my career. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you've been around, and you love living in the Williston area and reporting news. And what have you been working on this past week, Jamie?
Well, we've had a tremendous amount of stuff going on. So in Williston itself, we've had the ongoing saga of the merger of two school districts. They reorganized District 8, Williams County District 8, and Williston District 1. District 8 gave actually some land to Tioga, some land to Ray, and some land to Granora, and they're working to create one school district that will open this fall. One snag right now is the negotiations with the teachers union, the Williston Educators Association, WEA, and there's a fair bit of a distance between the two sides, with the teachers asking for more money because they're trying to make the salaries between the two districts work and make everyone have a fair and equitable salary. And the board says that's not really possible because of how much more money it will cost and what we'll have available to us.
Wow. Yeah, that is an interesting story. Some big growing pains there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We also have Enerplus, which is working to be a bigger player in the Bakken, and it's quadrupled its holdings over the last few years. And they don't want to do debt, but they're trying to scale up and trying to make sure that they can make a play out here. So they have 110 drilling locations in Dunn County, and there are probably 120 more down there. And these are all Bakken places. So their hope is to cash in a little bit as they see prices on oil going up.
And looks like
in other
little ramp up. Sorry. There. Yep, little ramp up there.
Yeah, absolutely, little ramp up. And speaking of little ramp up, Oasis, which just got out of Chapter 11, they're buying Diamondback Energy's assets in the Bakken. It's about 95,000 acres, and it's a $745 million deal, which is a tremendous amount of money. It won't close until July, but it's adding more and more locations, and they're absolutely top tier. They're the best locations you can have for Oasis to be drilling in. So that's the idea there, is they're trying to put themselves again in a position. So over the coming years, I think a lot of people are making moves right now, and they are doing their very best to prepare for another, if not boom, another surge in prices.
Little rebound there. Yeah. Boy, that's a good story, too. What else is taking place this week?
Well, right now we have the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference happening in Bismarck. We have Renee Jean, our oil and energy reporter there. She actually mentioned it in her Energy Chasers newsletter this week, but it's one of the things she talked about was the way that the lawmakers are hoping that the legacy fund can be, an example, and that we can really find a way to energy independence, and that we can also just fund ourselves better with the money from oil revenue.
I love it. And you've got a lot of other stories in which to read. And how do we best get the information that we're looking for here? So you've got some great stories there. What are your recommendations here?
Well, the best thing to do is go to WillistonHerald.com. From there, you can sign up for a subscription. You can sign up for a digital subscription or one that comes in print. You can also on that sign up for multiple newsletters. And we have one out that I think a lot of listeners will love. It's called Energy Chasers. It's an entirely free newsletter. And it's all the energy news that matters right to your inbox. And we have it in front of the paywall. So anything in there is free to read because we think that the energy stuff is very important. We want people to see it. So,
very good information. Really appreciate having the opportunity to check in with you each week. And we know you're going to be busy again this next week. So we'll get back with you around 7:20 coming up this next Thursday morning, Jamie. It's always a pleasure. Hopefully you have a fantastic rest of your day.
Wonderful. Always great to be here, Jim. Thanks so much for talking.
Absolutely. Great to have you.